Philae is a 100-kilogram spacecraft that was landed on comet Churyumov-Gerasimenko in November last year. Unfortunately, it came to rest in a rather shaded location. Contact was lost after 2 days when its batteries were exhausted. This feature from the European Space Agency tells the sad story.
Over 10 years had passed since Rosetta and Philae launched on their exciting mission to comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko. After 3 months investigating the comet from orbit, it was time to send Philae to its surface. A long night of final preparations lay ahead of them. Finally, the moment everyone had been waiting for arrived. As the world held its breath, Rosetta moved into the exact position needed to make sure Philae would reach the landing site that scientists on Earth had picked earlier in the mission. Philae and Rosetta were sad to be going their separate ways, but excited at the same time, because this is what they had been waiting to do. Philae was away. It would take 7 hours to reach the surface, but Philae wanted to get started on his measurements right away. He could soon see the surface in incredible detail, and the moment he had been dreaming of had finally arrived. He had reached the surface of the comet. But all was not right. His harpoons did not fire. Philae realized he couldn't relax yet. He was rising from the surface again. Philae was scared he might drift off the comet completely. This was not in the plan. But eventually, he came back down again. However, as he looked around, he realized he had landed in a completely unexpected location. Philae immediately set to work on studying his new home. It took him just over 2 days to conduct all the experiments he had brought with him. After all his hard work, Philae began to feel tired, so he made sure to send all the data he had collected back to Rosetta. As the sun set over Philae's new home, he fell into a deep sleep, safe in the knowledge that he did his main job well, and that his family of comet-chasing heroes would be proud of his achievement. Who knows? Perhaps one day, enough sunlight would fall on his new landing site and wake him up so that he could carry on investigating this incredible world. And so, as the comet moved over closer to the sun, Rosetta prepared for the next part of her exciting adventure.
Having delivered Philae, the Rosetta spacecraft moved away from the comet to make observations of the coma. A comet's coma is gas and dust released by the heat of the sun. Since November, the comet and its attendant Rosetta have moved closer to the sun. The current distance is under 320 million kilometres. Not only is this proximity increasing the solar flux falling on Philae's solar panels, the spin axis of the comet in relation to the sun is changing, meaning that the seasonal change is throwing more light into the crevice where Philae is hiding. For this reason, last week the communication unit on Rosetta was switched on to call the lander. Although Philae is now receiving twice as much solar energy as it did last November, it is probably too cold for the lander to wake up. Nonetheless, mission controllers at the German Aerospace Center think it is now worth trying to wake Philae. The prospects will improve with each passing day. Several conditions must be met before Philae will start operating again and resume scientific observations of the comet. First, the interior of the lander must be at least 45 Celsius. Because the landing site receives only a little sunlight, the temperatures are significantly lower than they would have been at the original touchdown point. By the way, the original intended sunny site is called Adjokia, and the actual resting place is called Abydos. Features on comet 67P Churyumov Cheruma Gerasimenko, are being named with ancient Egyptian themes. A second condition for Philae to reawaken is the solar panels must be able to generate at least 5.5 watts. Since November, Philae has been using all available power to keep itself warm as possible on the frigid comet. As soon as Philae realizes that it is receiving more than 5.5 watts of power and its internal temperature is above 45 Celsius, it will turn on, heat up further, and attempt to charge its battery. Once awakened, Philae will switch on its radio receiver every 30 minutes and listen for a signal from the Rosetta orbiter. Even if Philae hears from Rosetta, it may not respond. Philae needs additional power to turn on its transmitter. This is provided by the battery, which is why it must be recharged before a radio link is established. A two-way communication between Philae and Rosetta requires a total of 19 watts. It could be that the Philae is already awake but has insufficient power to communicate with Rosetta. Philae's signal is too weak to be heard from Earth and must be relayed by Rosetta. The orbiter's distance from 67P varies between 100 kilometres and 20 kilometres. Between March 12 and 20, Rosetta transmitted to the lander and listened for a response. Although Philae listens only once every half hour, Rosetta has been transmitting continuously because controllers don't know when Philae will be listening. Another reason for continuous transmission by Rosetta is no one knows exactly where Philae is and when it is in sunlight. Comet Churyumov-Gerasimenko spins on its axis with a period of 12 hours. Scientists believe that Philae is in sunlight for about 1.3 hours a day. Engineers at the German Aerospace Center have sent commands to Philae to optimize the heating and provide energy savings. Even if Philae does not have enough energy yet to answer, it could receive and execute these commands. This is referred to as blind commanding by the engineers. It may be that the 4 months of cold has ruined the craft's battery. If this is so, Philae could still call home when the sunshine on the solar cells becomes more intense as the comet moves closer to the sun later this year. Once Philae wakes up and can also transmit, it will first send data about its health. This will tell the German engineers the state of the rechargeable battery and whether the scientific instruments are still functional. The scientific team working with Philae will then determine which instruments will be activated and for how long. For example, if the battery can be charged, the instruments could be operated at night. This could provide sought-after information on how the environment of the comet changes from day to night.